At a Saturday online press conference, Foundation Health Partners officials said the Denali Center resident was likely exposed from a healthcare worker who later tested positive. Shelley Ebenall, CEO of FHP, said the news was devastating.
We called this briefing to announce some heartbreaking news. A Denali Center resident has tested positive for the COVID-19.
A lot of measures had already been activated in the last 2 weeks at the center, such as eliminating visitors and social activities, and the screening of staff and residents twice a day for symptoms of COVID-19. Dr. Daniel McCulley, the medical director of Denali Center, said that was how they diagnosed this octogenarian patient, who was tested last Wednesday.
At the time of the test on March 25th, she only had very mild symptoms of a low-grade temperature, not even meeting criteria for a fever. She remained in appropriate isolation until the results of the test came back on the 27th. She remains at the Denali Center, and she is still only mildly symptomatic.
All of the families of Denali Center residents have been contacted. The long-term care facility for disabled and elderly patients currently has 75 residents. Many residents have been there for years. All of the residents and the 135 staff members of Denali Center have been tested for coronavirus. FHP officials expected the results of most of those tests Saturday evening and are expected to announce the results Monday afternoon. Another concern is the medical workers themselves. As of Saturday, there were 5 FHP staff members known to be positive. Dr. Angelique Ramirez, FHP's medical director of quality, says they've known of the risk of the increased viral load that attendants, nurses, and doctors are exposed to as they tend to patients.
This is a very challenging situation for all of our staff. We've been responding to guidelines that have been evolving on a daily basis. We have also been responding to articles that are coming out in the scientific literature on an almost daily basis as we learn about this virus.
Dr. Daniel McCulley says the burden of not spreading the disease rests on the community.
People can be quite infectious with only mild symptoms and even before developing symptoms at all. So this positive test, even in the tightly controlled environment like Denali Center, really highlights the importance for all Alaskans to take this virus seriously and to follow all the recommendations to slow the spread of the virus.
In Fairbanks, I'm Robin.